So this is a little song too. This goes back again to the Nashville bag, and I finished it down here. But this is, I need to see a show of hands out there. How many people ever shoplifted in this audience? Go ahead. You don't have to mumble. You can laugh about this. Okay. All right.
What an honest group of folks we have here tonight.
Yeah, look at that. Wegman, come on. Okay, how many people paid the mini mart back? So this is a song that in my not so glamorous days of college, and my great friend Rick Bennett, my band partner in the early days of this, who passed away about 6 years ago, we had quite an operation going, and we were broke too. We couldn't pay the electric. No, we couldn't pay the gas or the electric bill. We had to choose one. So gas was more expensive. So we bought electric blankets and long extension cords and went through a winter like that on band rehearsal. And I know a lot of people like that have had the same things, but that's true. So food was kind of an option at times, and we tried to get girlfriends who lived nearby, and we could get a meal from their parents. That's the kind of scoundrels we were in those days. But Ricky was a big ex-football player, so he was he was like a big lineman in the Super Bowl or something, and I was a little skinnier than I am right now, and so I could go behind him, and he was my shield, and we had quite an operation there at the mini mart, and so, but also had a lot of raging Catholic guilt going on. Those two things cross, and you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. So, As things worked for me, and I was running around the country, and I would find myself kind of crisscrossing in the bus, and we'd go to New Orleans or down to the coast to play, and I'd always have this thing, oh, man, I got to pay, I should go do this. and I don't know why I didn't, that was that devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other, and that was going on. And then when the acid wore off, one night... I'm going to play the song first, and then I'll give you the end of the story, okay? So, for all of you honest people out there who admitted to shoplifting, take it from me, it's a little soul cleanser if you go back and leave something at the door, even if it's a long time ago. Okay, so how many people have shoplifted at Fausto's? I didn't think I'd get a response to that. I just had to see if I could do it again. Sorry, Jimmy Weekly. Looking back in my heart, Lord, we'll be right back. checkout with a lemon and a bottle of beer. Into the car we got to head on home. Supper time. One night on the bus between Jackson going to New Orleans at around 3 in the morning, the guilt hit me. And I put $300 in a little bag and put it on the door of the Mini Mart in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I don't know who picked it up, but I hope they had a good time. And I never thought about it again until tonight.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. Well,